The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, on the line we have Carmel Doyle, who's the CEO of the Jack and Jill Foundation. How are you doing, Carmel?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Big news today for you and a charity event that you have coming up.
Absolutely. Delighted to announce that Bruce Springsteen and his wife Patty have contributed artwork to our Incognito art sale, which is happening in the Saul Gallery in Dalier Street in Dublin on the 24th of April and in the Lavitt in Cork on the 22nd of May. And we're just delighted and excited to be able to announce the fact that we have a rock star artist like Bruce on board, which is just fantastic.
Tell us a little bit about Incognito. What year is it in now?
This is the fourth year.
Okay.
And it came to us by a wonderful lady called Lucinda Hall, who is the lady who managed to convince Bruce Springsteen to come on board. And Bono is on board again this year. But besides all these rock stars, we also have some very serious and fantastic Irish artists involved. We have Abigail O'Brien, Mick O'Dea, Mazer, Laura Cronin, Mo Kelly, Alice Marr, Victor Richardson, Peter Curling. Loads to be announced. We have over 1,000 artists who've donated artwork to Jack and Jill, and as the name implies, they do this. They design this lovely original piece of art on a little postcard, and they sign the back of it. And people come in and they queue up, and they buy the piece of art for €50. And the name of the artist is not revealed until they turn over the card.
Okay.
So it's fabulous.
So you don't know you're buying a Bruce Springsteen until you bought it?
No, you can do a bit of research on our website from the 23rd of March, because that's when the Incognito collection goes online and everybody can have a look and they can guess and they can say, I think that's the Bono one, I think that's Bruce Springsteen, I think that's Peter Curling. But they will not know until they purchase it and turn the card over. And that means that there's a bit of a lotto effect to this. But you certainly will end up with something you really love, because it's absolutely tremendous to look at all this artwork on the walls of the Saul Gallery. And the Saul is the new gallery we have this year in Dalier Street. And we usually have a big queue going for Incognito. Last year, the gentleman who got the Bono piece and the Peter Curling piece in the Lavitt, for example, queued from 4:30 the previous day.
So he knew what he was going for then.
He knew he had a good eye for Peter Curling and
a good eye
research
for Bono.
Well, he researched the kind of things that Bono will...
Doodles,
and he guessed it right, and he got the two cards in front of the queue. So people need to start looking at Bruce Springsteen and imagine what himself and Patty might come up with.
Yeah. And all the cards are €50 each, is that it?
All €50 euro each, which means that... And these are original art pieces, so people can go in and, you know, this is the gift that you give people that have everything else for anniversaries, special birthdays. It's an original piece of art. But, you know, artists from all over the country and from all over the world actually donate to Jack and Jill. So artwork has become a new currency for Jack and Jill, which is just fabulous.
Yeah. How are things with you with the coronavirus? Because you would help an awful lot of families, and I'd imagine the children involved would be immunocompromised.
Absolutely. The children under our wing are potentially vulnerable, one of the most vulnerable groups. So we're actively taking all precautions to minimise risk and infection for our service users, for our staff, for our volunteers. We're monitoring the situation really, really carefully. Like everybody else, we're using the HSE guidelines and advice and getting updates on a daily basis so that we can be informed and we can reassure people that we're taking every step. But, you know, this, as they say, is a fluid situation, so we have to be monitoring things day by day. Our parents, Ray, would be well used to protecting their children from infections. You've got to bear in mind that these parents want to keep these children at home where they are safe. So safety first, and Jack and Jill takes that very seriously.
Yeah. And you would hope, although highly unlikely, that the whole thing will be sorted by April 24, 26th, when you're having your Incognito event.
We would hope, but we'd have to be like every business around the country. We're a charity, but we have to look at what if we can't have a queue. And if we can't have a queue, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, and we may have to put the collection online.
Online, yeah.
But the fun is in the queue, and it's a great queue. It's the happiest queue I've ever been in or witnessed before. And, you know, it's full steam ahead for an incognito queue outside the Saul Gallery.
And is it like those scenes on the first day of the January sale? When
it is a bit. We're very lucky in that William Fry are our sponsors again for Incognito. So they give us all the volunteers for the two dates, and we have a formula that works. So we let so many people into the gallery at one time, and we'll restrict them in that they can only buy when the queue is there up to three cards.
Uh-huh.
Which means
right.
that what tends to happen is the people in the queue, you know, at the back say, oh my God, is there anything left, when they see people going in. But we ensure, you know, you have to bear in mind, Ray, that we have 2,600 pieces
yes.
of artwork here. So there is enough to go around, and we haven't had any panic buying yet. With our friends, as I said, from, you know, the volunteers, they know what
it
they're
all
doing.
Works out, yeah.
People come in and there's no chaos and everybody's smiling, and hopefully it'll be the same this year.
And raising money for a very good cause.
Raising money. All the money that's raised, and again, we can say this, every 50 euro will fund home nursing care, specialist home nursing care for one of our 340 children around the country today. And that's why it's so important. You know, what's not to like here?
Yeah.
You can help a charity, you get a lovely piece of artwork, and there's a great buzz around the whole
All
thing.
Good. Carmel Doyle, CEO of Jack and Jill Children's Foundation, thanks for talking to us today. Good luck with it.
Thank you.